dinner hall of life.
Welcome to the inner
Snow Uprising.
Whoa.
I tried to switch
the
it
inner
up.
Jon Snow Uprising.
Yeah.
You know nothing, Jon Ho.
Oh my gosh.
You don't watch that show.
But I know who Jon Snow
don't
is.
Don't pretend to fucking
I
relate.
I know who Jon Snow is.
Yeah, the
unless
guy.
He's not. He's probably actually. He's probably not the
guy
I think
whose
he is.
Dick you suck.
The guy. I was thinking about
the guy
him
who
today.
Mistaked a dick for what was
the,
it?
The
a plunger?
Yeah. I was actually thinking about him today as I was on my way here. I was like, oh, yeah, that guy. That was it.
Sometimes memories are like that. It'll just be in your head. Like,
your brain's like, oh, don't forget this.
Okay. Thanks, brain.
So, yeah. I don't know Game of Thrones.
Aside from that, this is the Inner Hall Uprising.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't say what this is.
Oops.
Nobody knows what's going on. They're so confused.
Unless.
Welcome to the Nerdist.
Welcome to this is the read.
Is the
I'm
read.
Kid Fury and that's Crystal. Welcome to Guys We Fucked podcast. I'm racist number one and I'm racist number two. Just what kidding. Is? This is the best podcast you'll ever hear. The Inner Hall Uprising.
It's a sex, love, and dating podcast hosted by two black polyamorous women.
Yeah, females. If you're a misogynist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those fucking females talking about sex all the goddamn time.
That's us.
Yeah.
So, if you want to follow along with our conversation, you can use hashtag Inner Hall Uprising on the gram and on Twitter. And you can find stuff. Yeah, so let's hoe of the week.
Twitter user Pac-Man Prov. I wrote improv because I don't know what I'm doing with my life. But I don't know, he reposts our stuff, but like when he does it, he puts relevant emojis every time.
Aww.
And I think that's really thoughtful.
Your emoji game
is awesome. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Bae of the week? Janicia.
From Tea with Queen and Jay.
Yeah. She has this dope-ass motherfucking Hellboy cosplay.
Crossplay.
Crossplay is what it's called? Oh, because she's playing a guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she looks so cool.
Yeah. The so Comic-Con was this past week or whatever, and people were having like con parties, and another podcast called The Fan Bro Show did their crossplay party. And that is what she wore to that party. Another friend of ours, Delta Major, was also there.
She's always fucking...
It was lit.
Yeah, we weren't there, so it could have been more lit.
I think Najayla Ree was there, too.
Was she really?
There was three people we know in one location.
That means that we needed to be there.
Sherry.
Yeah.
And Sherry.
Was Fuck. Sherry there?
Yeah.
Not just at Comic-Con, at that party.
Oh, I don't know what
party. Like, I was there.
Sherry was there. Your father was
exactly.
there.
He was watching 14.
Oh, no. Why would you remind me of
that? If you guys
want
to know more about our inside jokes, check out youtube.com/slampoutproductions.
Oh, my God. I can twerk better than that.
The film in which Sam twerks
honestly,
at 20%.
The pants were too tight for my butt to really go foom.
I think people who are professional, like, people who are professional, like, twerk watchers can tell. You
that
know?
That my ass couldn't do it.
They can tell you're being held back by something.
Thank you. I mean, I was in my home. There was a lot going on. I was unprepared for the
you're
role.
So
that was someone else's.
I would never twerk in my own house.
Brave and bold.
I couldn't
like Kylie
do that.
Jenner's braids.
Exactly.
Self-care tip of the week?
Self-care tip of the week comes from an unknown source. It was literally a screenshot that I went back to and was like, oops, I didn't like screenshot the right part.
Oh, no.
So I'm sure if you Google this, you'll find it somewhere. But it is, patience is not passive. On the contrary, it is active. It is concentrated strength.
What happened towards the end there?
I was...
Is that you being extra patient?
No, I was just, I thought I was going to say contracted strength. Yeah, I like it. What I like about it, it's from this writing website. I'm talking about it takes a long time to get good at being a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, people think about patience as like, oh, you got to wait around for shit. But really, you're just like waiting to get good, but you're doing shit in the meantime to get great.
Yeah.
And so patience is active.
Totally
as
true.
As this quote says.
Good point.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You are welcome.
All right.
Up next.
Pay a bitch. Pay a hoe.
If you want to pay us... You can check out our PayPal.
Yes, and that is paypal.me/innerho.
And why would you want to give us money if you can get the show for free?
You think we're cute. You know we're sexy.
You want to keep us
going.
You
got the looks.
Yeah.
That drive the girls wild. You got the moves. This is a wrestling theme song. I'm just being 12. I'm sorry.
Oh, I like that as an example. Not an example like a, I'm just being 12. Don't mind. Yeah, that's why you want to pay us. Or if you have a friend who is like an independent like beauty product, some sort of service, and they want to advertise on this podcast, let us know.
Yes.
And just email us.
ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or if you know someone who just wants to pay some women.
If you have a sugar father, basically, as they call it on the streets.
Yeah, if you know a sugar daddy who is not going to kill me.
And you know a sugar daddy that I could Skype with on occasion.
Or who I can just fuck. Yeah. Being honest.
Yeah.
As long as there's a condom involved, it's fine.
Just a singular condom. It doesn't even have to be on. Just in the location.
It has to be on the bed.
In the room.
Basically, we're willing to do sex work to keep this going. That's it for pay a bitch.
Now on to fuck that. Current events topics.
There are hopes now that a British man with HIV could become the first to be cured by using a pioneering new therapy.
So, a British man may be the first person cured of HIV following this new breakthrough treatment, you know? Some crazy shit is going on in the UK. So basically, scientists from 5 like established UK universities are coming up with this treatment. And this man went through this course of the therapy or whatever. He's a 44-year-old unnamed British man. And currently, as it stands, the HIV virus is completely undetectable in his blood, which could be a result of other drugs. But they're going to like keep testing him. And if the HIV virus is not in his dormant T cells, then it'll be like confirmed that
he's gone forever.
Yeah, he's the first person to be completely cured, but also he's not the first person to be completely cured. Like the way that they're talking about these stories are, this story is kind of misleading because someone else who had a stem cell transplant from a person who was immune to HIV a couple of years ago.
I want to be that person.
Was cured of HIV. That guy was named Timothy Brown. Oh, you want to be the person who doesn't have...
I'm just naturally immune to HIV.
Yeah, like, how do you get that way?
Just that's the genetic lottery.
Some good-ass genetics.
Wait, so Timothy... When was Timothy Brown... When did that happen?
I don't remember.
Like, would you... Like, 1990s or, like, 2000s?
I think it was the 2000s, but okay, I don't remember.
That's fairly recent.
Yeah. I guess. Also known as the second Berlin patient. I don't know what that means. Like, who the fuck was the first
Berlin
patient?
Who was the first
patient?
One? Is there a third
Did
one?
Did he die? You I don't know, maybe. But yeah, some stem cell shit went on. Blah, blah, blah. But, so
that's
this...
really cool.
Yeah. This, treatment... Okay, basically, I didn't really understand how HIV worked that much. So HIV targets your immune system in general. It splices itself onto the DNA of your T cells to the point where your T cells can't detect the virus, one, so they're not fighting against it, and then two, they start to become factories to reproduce the virus in your body, and that's why it's like all fucked up and stuff like that. So currently, treatments don't detect infected dormant T cells, and that's why they can like make your viral load low or whatever, but they can't completely get rid of the virus
because
they can't see it.
Yeah.
So this new treatment that they're testing out in this study, it works in two parts. The first part is that a vaccine. Vaccine Riddell.
Exactly.
A vaccine helps your body recognize the infected HIV cells to clear them out. And then this other drug called vorinostat.
Which sounds like monostat.
It's the same thing.
Yeast
infection treatment.
HIV.
Gone incredibly right. It activates those dormant T cells so that they can be spotted by your immune system, and your immune system can wipe that shit right on up.
Huh.
Like, you're one of the bad ones, and
that's
it kills
cool.
you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So that's like,
weird science.
Here's my terrible metaphor, but using a black light to find semen so you can go and clean it up.
That's what's happening here.
Am I right?
That's what the scientists actually referred to it as
yeah.
as well. How did you know that?
Black I'm a scientist. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is all super exciting news because that means that
like you can fuck raw.
Yeah, actually, that's...
that is what it means.
To say millions of how many people could be cured of a life. But it's not that HIV is not a death sentence, but like if you can, instead of just taking pills to manage it, you can just
be cured. Yeah. Cures are cool.
The only
I
thing
wish we had more of them.
But it always comes down to the accessibility, like how EpiPens are fucking way too much money. Mm-hmm. Even like it was like went from $600 to like set like $250.
Yeah,
I can't afford an EpiPen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I would, I should buy an EpiPen just in case.
Well, it's like your insurance would cover it.
Oh, would it? I see. But if you're not insured, then
yeah, exactly. But that's the reason why they say that they raised the prices in the first place, because premiums in regards to health insurance weren't actually paying the EpiPen manufacturer enough.
Interesting.
So that's why they raised their prices in the first place, but if it never costed that much to begin with, I don't know, I guess you have to sustain yourself. I don't know, this is just why I believe in socialism in the first place. Like, I don't want them to have to, like, raise prices to make a profit off of something that can save someone's life. Yeah. I think it should be readily available.
Yeah, so, and in, like, in to that and, like, this, like, you know, if there is a drug that, you know, cures HIV, mm-hmm. how accessible is it? Because mm-hmm. really, it shouldn't be people going to the stores to, like, buy it. It should be people, like, going out into wherever in the world, like, hey, I have the cure. Like, somebody running around with, like, a golden stick.
I've got it!
You know what I mean? Like, that's how it should be. It's like, oh, I have, here's the solution. And you just go out and you help people. Mm-hmm. So, if it works out, 2018 is when it's going to be released?
Well, this guy hasn't even been confirmed yet, so... okay. They have to see what happens with that. 2018 is when the results from this specific study will be released. And there's, like, other people who were taking part in this study. This was just the first guy to have these results.
Oh, this is real hopeful. Yeah. Like the seed of
hope.
This
is the inkling. This
oh,
is
like, damn, I got way too excited about this.
Yeah, we do not have a cure for HIV yet, so you cannot raw dog. You remember that episode when I kept saying that?
Yeah, raw dog.
It was so funny to me. Anyway.
It's really funny.
But yeah, and then they're going to continue doing medical tests for the next 5 years. Like, they've done this test on, like, in the lab. I don't know what that means. Like, putting HIV next to other things. I don't know what labs do. But yeah, this is when they first started on humans. So it's going to take, like, another 5 years. And then it's just going to be a timely process.
Okay.
No raw dogging.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so HIV. Up next. What's up?
HIV.
I urge to say, yeah, you know me.
HIV, yeah, you know me. Wow.
But
I kind of like that, though, as like a visibility thing for people with HIV.
Yeah.
This is what I want mom to get. I want you to go get your mommy and run around here, okay? Don't say nothing to her. Don't tell her what's going on.
Who's in the mood for a surprise wedding?
Not me ever, but...
Yeah, me either, if I'm being honest.
Forever Duncan, something that you've probably heard about if you are on the internet. If not, then I'll tell you about it.
About a week ago,
this dude named Alfred Duncan, who is on Instagram as Alfred the MC, started his day on Instagram by surprising his wife, not his wife, his girlfriend at the time, Sherelle. So he's like,
so cute.
He's on Instagram or whatever, and he posts this black and white video. And he's like, it's competitive dating day, which I guess, I don't know, is that a thing?
I didn't know. I believed it, though, because we have so many days.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure. What does that even mean, competitive dating day?
In their definition, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's somebody plans a day, like fully plans the date.
Okay.
And they make it like the best date they can make it or whatever.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so the terms are he's planning the whole day, the whole date, and she is, what is it called? Absolute servitude for the day. So she says yes to whatever he says for the day and just goes along with it.
I thought that was very creepy at first.
The word servitude is not something that I've ever been a fan of.
It doesn't make me comfortable.
But like, as the ancestor of slaves.
Yeah. I am not fond of this language.
Exactly.
I guess like in a dom sub situation, it's like hot, but just like when I read it at first, when I was watching it at first, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like where this is going.
Yeah, yeah.
But you will, guys.
So yeah, it's servitude day or whatever. So he has this video and he's like, competitive dating day, I'm going to plan the whole day for you or whatever. And he's like, do you love me? And she's like, yeah, baby. And he's like, do you trust me? And she's like, yeah, baby. She didn't say that. I'm characterizing her.
She sounded very uncertain.
She was. She was very scared and nervous because she wasn't sure what he was planning for the day. So he also took her phone so that she wouldn't see what he was posting on Instagram.
Sounds so abusive.
It does sound really weird, but it gets good at some point. The only reason why it's good is because she liked it, honestly.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
If somebody's not down for the shit, then whatever. So he's like, he makes one of the captions for one of his photos or videos or something like that. To everyone who knows what's going on today, just use the hashtag Forever Duncan. So everybody else is in on this thing and she's not in on it or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. He like takes her out to lunch or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on. And she's like talking and he's like, why are you so nervous or something like that? And she like starts singing about being nervous out of nowhere. I guess she's a singer. I don't know what was going on. The next video, he proposes to her. She says yes. We don't see that in the video. He says it in the caption. So he's not recording the right moments. You know, this fucking guy, Alfred
Duncan.
He's not a very good filmmaker. No, I'm just kidding. And then something crazy happens. We see these breaking news posts and we're like, what the fuck's going on there? Apparently, so he was planning to have this wedding, this proposal and wedding in the same day. And he was planning to have like this nice outdoor wedding, but it got fucked up by rain and he had to find a new venue in 3 hours.
Wow. So
that's why he like sent out these breaking news posts and was like,
was with her?
Yeah. Everybody check your email for the new location. So it's like, at what point does she know that this was like definitely happening? Like, when somebody's lying to me, I can normally tell or sense that something's up.
But you might not know that you're going to get married that day. Yeah. Like, there's no way that could have been.
Yeah,
like,
he did escalate that. those are unknown levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, next thing you know, on his Instagram, I didn't really follow the hashtag, I just looked on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. He's like in a tuxedo with his squad, so it's like, all right, some type of marriage thing is gonna happen. And then next thing you know, she's glammed the fuck up, like she has her hair completely done or whatever, she has like a weave in, she has like a black dress and her makeup is all done, so he's took care of that for her. And then they're in this new venue and they're getting married and she's like crying and shit and she's like, baby love, thank you.
She's crying. Nice. She's crying so much.
Yeah,
to the point
that's how you know she wanted to get married. Yeah. Which is why I think this is like okay in their situation. I hope that all of the, like how her dress was black and like the scheme was like black and yellow or something like that, and her bridesmaid's dresses and her hair and her makeup was all stuff that she had mentioned in the past to him that she wanted for mm-hmm. her wedding, and he took note of it. But maybe she wanted a blue dress and he wasn't listening the whole time.
Yeah, because then otherwise you take the opportunity for somebody to have like their perfect wedding.
Yeah, and then
like,
you fuck it up and make it about you. Yeah, exactly. But I don't think that was the case because she seemed very, very happy.
Yeah.
So,
imagine. Yeah. I hope he also planned, like, the fucking honeymoon. And it's, like, at her favorite place or something. You know?
I think he did plan the honeymoon. I don't know. I saw them in robes later.
Did they?
Robes to me mean honeymoon. But they could have been in their fucking bathroom for all I know.
In their regular ass bathtub with some bubble bath. Which, you know, that might
if
be
if that's
a
your
honeymoon,
then yeah.
Yeah, it was. It's really cute.
Seems like the ultimate relationship goals. Like, I don't know how it could get any, I don't know how it could top that in terms of like Instagram, Twitter standards.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know, like getting like, well,
people just really like for their significant other to be thoughtful, and this is like an thoughtful ultimate occasion of being
and then
thoughtful.
Showing off how thoughtful your significant
exactly
other is. That's like another exactly fun thing. It's like, hey, my boo had a whole hashtag for a whole day.
Yeah,
it's like,
what the fuck did your boo do? Took you to IHOP.
Which is nice, because IHOP is delicious.
IHOP is a nice place.
You know what isn't a nice place?
Dun, dun, dun.
The hospital that charged a couple $40 to hold their newborn baby.
Moving the fuck on. So, last month, Reddit user, or this happened last month and he just posted it, I don't know. I don't like Reddit as a place. Half Throttle posted this image of him and his wife's hospital bill after she had just given birth to their child. And it was a $13,000 hospital bill. And on it, there was this line that said, skin to skin after C-section, $39.35. So it costed them about $40 to hold their baby after the birth. And they just thought it was funny, but then a whole bunch of places started talking about it and was like, why the fuck does this cost so much? And what does this mean about our healthcare industry? So the guy didn't really seem bothered by it, but Vox.com got a hold of it.
Vox was very bothered by it.
And they, basically they wanted to like investigate why, this charge was there or whatever. And they had like suggestions from people who work in the medical industry. And one nurse was like, I didn't know that hospitals charge for that, but, it requires an additional staff member to be present in the room to watch the baby. And then they have to like take all the babies to the nursery to make sure everything's okay, like after the skin-to-skin contact occurs or something like that. So I guess it's extra labor. It just seems stupid to see it written on there.
How much extra labor is it, you know? It's like,
well, I don't know how to quantify
doctors their time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, one woman walking to one room with a baby. $40. I don't know why I said woman. That was me, like, making nurses woman in my head. But someone walking to a room to check on a baby doesn't seem like $40 to me, because
but also,
I walked in on rooms to check people, and I don't how to fucking get paid for that shit.
I wish.
Maybe I'm just bitter.
You're just jealous.
Maybe these nurses deserve that $40
for 5 minutes of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess... I just, like, I feel like having, it should be free to have kids, because mm-hmm. it's kind of, like, a very natural human process.
It's probably the most natural.
Right? Like, it shouldn't cost you any money to have a child, because without that, this civilization would just stop. So why are we charging people anything at all? Like, it was really the $13,000 was, I was like, fuck.
To give birth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, like, if you don't have insurance...
You just owe mad money.
You have, like, Medicare?
I don't know. You have something.
I just have insurance and I'm not pregnant, so I just really don't know the answer to that question.
It's like, I don't know my
health. But when I don't have insurance and I am pregnant,
it's going to be
hard. Got to make $13,000 fast.
Yeah.
Pay a bitch,
and it's
am
like,
I right?
You can't just... I was going to make some bad sex work joke. It's like, you can't just go out into the streets right after that and make $13,000. It was
bad,
right?
You can, and people do.
Oh, I guess if you have to.
Yeah. But another funny thing about this was another line said, delivery C-section quantity 79, as if there were 79 C-sections. It's just like how billing in the medical industry works doesn't make any sense to anyone.
It's like when dentists are talking about your teeth and they're referring to it in like spy units? Code.
What?
So it's just like they refer to
like
your teeth as
different. And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Just
yeah,
just like, oh shit.
Yeah, like what the fuck is going on here? But apparently that's like billable units per minute or something like that. So it took 15, like if the billable unit is 15 minutes, then it took 79 15 minute units to have that C-section or to operate, perform the C-section.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It just, none of it makes any fucking sense to anybody.
Yeah, and it's not very, what do you call it, help somebody get a child out of their body.
What do you mean?
Let them. It's just like, just do these things. Like, the government should just pay. So those doctors and nurses aren't getting screwed over, you mm-hmm. know?
They should get paid for their labor, but
people
have to pay for it.
Exactly.
Especially when it's something like $13,000.
Not yet.
Like, who just has that lying around for a baby?
I don't.
I literally don't have that much money.
I don't make that much in a year.
I have a fraction less of that money. Like, a very, very small fraction.
It's like 0.00000.
It's very low.
Yeah, so... and you don't want to say, well, don't have a kid, and you won't have to spend that much, because some people, like, don't really have a choice in whether mm-hmm. or not they're going to have it. So it's like you don't have a choice about whether or not you're going to go in debt for a perfectly natural human.
Yeah, exactly. Thing. Exactly.
It skeeps me out.
Another fucked up thing that happened, I think somebody just commented on Reddit, or maybe it was on Vox or something like mm-hmm. that, but this guy was like... His wife was billed $700 for staying in the hospital room overnight, but her son that she just delivered, or just got taken out of her body via C-section, was also in the room because she was planning on breastfeeding the child that night, and he was billed $700 to also be in that room.
Wait, the son was
billed? Yeah, this tiny little minuscule of a fucking human being. $700 a night for that nigga. Yeah, it was just fucked up.
That's when, you know, like, there's, like, no heart or soul there. Maybe it was just sleeping.
Yeah, it was just $700 for
him. An expensive-ass nap. Like, I would never nap if that was the case.
The worst nap ever. That's funny.
Took a nap, woke up $700 in debt. My mind is all crazy, 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 crazy. They got me thinking I ain't human, like I came from above, 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 feeling like an airplane in the sky. So black men have been opening up about their mental health after Kid Cudi's announcement on his struggle with the depression.
Kid Cudi, rapper, if you don't know him, he's a pretty notable rapper. Last Tuesday, he made a Facebook post about, like him kind of removing himself from the public eye, who's going to be checking into rehab for to take care of suicidal thoughts, anxiety, and depression. And it basically just opened up this whole conversation about mental illness in amongst black men or whatever. So as a result of that, first of all, a lot of people were just like pouring out their support to him and stuff like that and saying that they're here for him. Also people started to open up the conversation. So these two Twitter users, one is Dana Lynn Knuckles and one is at the Cosby. I'm not sure why you would make that your Twitter name. I would still change it though, because you can change your Twitter name.
But there's something going on there.
Dana Lynn Knuckles and at the Cosby created the, they basically brainstormed this hashtag called You Good Man or whatever. And a quote from Dana via BuzzFeed News says that it was created in order to create a space for black men to connect on the topic of mental illness. And a couple of things people were talking about, like reasons why black men don't seek out mental help. Lack of resources, feeling the need to fit into this hyper-masculine mold that we have of black men mm-hmm. in our society. Stigma around mental illness and people who, you know, you don't really... people who you're opening up to who don't really believe depression is a thing that needs to have, like, medical treatment or anything like that. Or saying, you know, you don't have any reason to be depressed, even though it's, like, a... it could be a chemical imbalance, you know?
Yeah.
And even if you don't... you're not one to, like, talk about someone else's life or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you're not sad.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for letting me know. That clears it all up.
I feel so much better now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were talking about, like, self-medicating and stuff like that. And it reminded me of, like, a couple of, like, people who you would describe as, like, a pothead burnout. Kind of just, like, smoking weed and not really...
oh, I see.
Moving on with life. And I was just like, oh, well, you know, he's probably depressed. She is probably depressed.
Yeah, I think that's, self-medication is like a huge, it's the way that people deal with things when they, like, you know, you can't see a therapist, can't see a doctor, you don't even know you have a problem.
Exactly.
You're sad, you can't, or frustrated, mm-hmm. and if you can stay wherever you are in that state of, like, just, like, non-movement, but, like, you're not going backwards necessarily, then...
sometimes that's
you just
coping,
stay there.
You know?
Yeah, it's a safe, even though you're unhappy, it's, like, a safe, comfortable place.
Yeah, exactly. To be in. Exactly. Somebody else brought up, I think I saw this today, Feminista Jones on Twitter was like, the irony of anyone suggesting rappers don't discuss mental health is that hip hop was born out of trauma. What else were they rapping about? Which is totally true.
That's amazing.
Like fucking, that's half the rappers you listen to are very fucking depressed.
And they're talking about, that's...
Future is a sad man.
What a really, that's a great ass observation.
Also, just the fact that it's called You Good Man, people encouraging other people to reach out to black men in their lives who they think might be struggling with an issue. Just talking about it. Like, that's like the first step, honestly.
That's excellent.
Because, like, in terms of resources, they still might not be there, you know?
Yeah, and if you have people around you, it's just so hard. It's just difficult. Even if you try to see a therapist, they're expensive and, like, hopefully you can see them if you're not working weird hours. Like, hopefully the person can see you at a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when I tried to, like, I was trying to find a new therapist. And just, like, the woman I was speaking to, I think I said this already, but it was just, like, I told her that the other one I had seen was for free. And then she, like, laughed and was like, oh, no, like, we all got to pay bills here in New York. And in my mind, I'm like, huh.
That's kind of
well,
a scary
fuck
thought.
You, you insensitive ass bitch. Like, why are you...
that's not what I want to hear.
Exactly. It's like, huh, that's never going to happen. It's like, oh, well, you're never going to see me. And you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck about people like me, so fuck you.
Jeez.
Also, yeah, like, if I see another therapist, I would like just a black, woke female therapist.
Yeah, right.
Or a hot, woke, black male therapist.
He has to be hot, though.
Yeah. Must be very attractive.
Thanks to Kid Cudi for, you know, opening up about that.
Yeah.
And then thank you to the people on Twitter, Black Twitter, for getting that conversation going.
Yeah.
Meeting families, taking road trips. Don't come back all bougie, man.
Come back, get your damn pants up to your damn stomach.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, we're just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Jordan Peele has a new horror film about a black man dating a white woman. So recently, the trailer for Get Out was released. It's a film written and directed by Key and Peele's very own Jordan Peele. He's the short one, right?
He is the short one.
Thank you.
I think so. Wait, no, wait.
That's not bald.
Hold on.
Yeah, because Michael Keegan is the tall one. So Jordan Peele is the shorter one.
I was going to say he's my favorite.
He's the slap ass one.
I call him the thick one.
He's the thick one, yeah.
He's so... I like him a lot. I really like him.
Well, good old Jordan Peele. So this trailer for this movie came out. And basically, the premise is this young black guy and his girlfriend are talking about their upcoming trip to the suburbs to meet her parents or whatever, and he brings up the fact that, like, do your parents know I'm black or whatever? And she's like, what, was I supposed to say that? My big old black boyfriend or some shit like that or whatever. So she's already an insensitive bitch, honestly.
Yeah.
But they go up to the suburbs and things seem kind of okay. No, it's, like, already weird. It's already, like, weird and microaggressive. Like, the dad is like, how long has this thing been going on? Like a weird black coating of a fucking, I don't know, interracial.
The eye roll and the neck. Exactly. Thing.
I think he did neck roll.
Oh, no.
But how long has this thing been going on or whatever? And he like chuckles. And then there's like hints here and there about like him not being good enough for their daughter. Like, do you smoke in front of my daughter or whatever? And then the mother is a hypnotist. And they're like, oh, well, we can help you stop smoking. And then the mother is, like, doing some weird hypnosis shit on him.
Oh, no.
And there's, like, a ghost deer. And she makes him fall into the ceiling. So that's all going on.
It's going to be great.
Also, when there was so much tropes and thematics going on. Like, when they're going up to the suburbs, they, like, classic horror movie trope, they hit something or whatever. I think it's, like, a deer or something like that. So you think the scary part is going to be what they hit. But the scary part is actually the cop pulling them over after they hit something. And then
that's great.
The cop is like, the woman was driving, the white woman was driving, and the cop asks the boyfriend for his license and registration or whatever.
And she's like, oh, he wasn't the one driving, and he gets all like that scary cop voice.
Exactly.
I wasn't asking if he was driving.
Exactly.
It's like, that's scary.
Exactly.
I'm excited for this. I think that's gonna be like hopefully it's gonna be like the perfect mix of like comedy and social critique.
Yeah.
And
actual scary stuff.
It looks terrifying.
It looks very odd. So they get to the parents' house, and the parents seem like white liberals, but it also looks very antebellum South, other than the parents. Like, the people, the neighbors around
are
like,
from, very strange.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, they have two fucking black servants living at the house, and he's like, after my parents died, they wanted me to get rid of them, but I kept them around or something like that. And then, like, the next scene, you just see a fucking servant or, like, a maid or something like that running through the forest.
And he runs up to him and then turns and runs away.
Yeah, there's, like, fucking runaway slave tropes in there or whatever. And then there's another really random part where it's a white man just twirling a lacrosse stick. Do you remember that
word? Really
it's like,
I thought that was really
this
scary.
This is whiteness. This is what scary whiteness is. And they fucking have, like, deer heads, like, hunting deer heads on the walls and stuff like that. It's just, like, a lot of white stuff. There's an auction where they're auctioning off something. They don't make it clear, but it's, like, a whole bunch of white people at an auction in antebellum clothes.
Don't black men go missing or something? It's like,
yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing. Black men in that community go missing, and then, I don't know, he takes a picture of a black dude, and he starts bleeding and saying, get out, get out. We have no idea what's going on in this film.
It looks perfect.
There's like a black woman holding in her emotions.
Yeah, she's like, no.
And she starts crying while smiling. It's so real.
When is this coming out?
Soon? Mid-February.
What? I wish people wouldn't release trailers until like the day before.
I kind of hate that too. This would have been a great Halloween type situation.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think this encapsulates what I think they do well. It's like they're really good at genre parodies,
mm-hmm.
and like they mix in their racial critique with their genre mm-hmm. parody. Mm-hmm. And like, this is how he's my favorite for a reason. I'm just saying.
Good old thick ass Jordan Peele.
Slab ass. Noise. Like, I would fuck him.
Yeah.
I had a sex dream about him.
How was that?
It was good. I did well and he did very well.
Wow.
And I want a poster.
You want a poster?
I want a poster. I want a poster of him in my room.
Oh.
I want to fuck that man. Nice. Him and Hannibal Buress.
Brescia is facing an aggravated murder charge after police say she shot and killed her dad, Jonathan Meadows, inside their Hunter Street home back in July. Her family has said the teen witnessed years of abuse and was just protecting her mom.
Hashtag Free Brescia. So this is something that was in our rotation a lot. We just never talked about it. But this is a story from July 28th. Basically, a 15-year-old little girl by the name of, black little girl by the name of Brescia Meadows from Ohio, walked into her parents' room on the night of July 28th and shot her sleeping father dead. So this was like a result of years of mental, physical, and emotional abuse at the hands of the father. In May 2016, 2 months before, she actually ran away from home, stating that she was scared for her life and saying that her father had threatened to kill her entire family. So this was a very abusive man. But as it stands, she was jailed for it.
For running away?
No, she was jailed for killing him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's been in jail ever since then, and currently she's in jail, not prison, because she's currently awaiting a pretrial hearing to determine whether or not she'll be prosecuted for aggravated murder. And she can be charged as a child or an adult. It's a toss-up. And she's currently at this juvenile detention center in Ohio, and was on suicide watch. I'm not sure for how long, but basically the fact that she was on suicide watch and awaiting this pretrial hearing that was supposed to be on October 5th led a couple of organizers to organize these 2 days called the Free Brescia Days of Action. And I'll just read a quote from one of the organizers named Miriam Kaba. Basically, it was organized to raise awareness about the harms of incarcerating traumatized children, and also to call the prosecutors, who were going to eventually prosecute Brescia or not, and tell them that they should drop the charges against her and allow her and her family to heal, which makes total sense, because not only has she gone through, like, 15 years of abuse, but she also, like, killed a loved one.
That's a lot.
For self-defense.
That's like, that's a lot.
That's some PTSD type shit. So, like, that's why she's on suicide watch.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know what her fate is going to be.
That's way more than I've ever gone through. And then it's like too much for one kid.
Yeah, it's way too much to go through at 15. So, like, yeah. If she'll ever will be okay, you know, she needs to, like, start healing now. She definitely doesn't deserve to be in a fucking...
This is making
me
worse.
All know that juvenile detention centers suck.
They're not good places.
Exactly. So they're really not taking care of her very well
in general. Yeah, and she's being punished for potentially saving her entire family's life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because in situations of abuse, it usually doesn't get better.
Mm-hmm.
So... She, like, it's like, it doesn't matter. If she hadn't done that, maybe she could have died.
Yeah, exactly.
In the future.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I will talk about some of the forms of action. This actually took place on October 5th and 6th. So, there were, like, rallies on the 5th and the 6th, which you obviously can't go to now unless you get in your time machine. But some other things you can do are donate. And I'm going to put a link to the exact location where you can actually do all these things in the description. Donate, sign petitions, join in on this open letter to the prosecutor. His name is, like, Dennis something. Educate communities about the criminalization of Black women and girls and survivors of domestic abuse. Like, they have these whole packages and pamphlets and stuff like that for materials where you want to educate folks. You can endorse the movement. You can have prayer circles, if that's your thing, for Brescia and her family. And you can just spread the word on social media, word of mouth, or on your podcast.
Hey!
So, yeah. But actually, after one of these days of actions occurred, October 5th, the pre-trial hearing was delayed because of voluminous evidence being exchanged, and that is according to Brescia's attorney, Ian Friedman. So she's actually not on suicide watch anymore. She's in Gen Pop. I feel like that's probably not the best thing, because I don't think her suicidal inclinations went away.
Oh, but, interesting.
Yeah, so basically they're looking at it a little bit deeper, and
I hope
hopefully
okay.
She
I hope she's okay.
Is not prosecuted, because that would suck.
Yeah.
And yeah. This is something we've talked about in the past with, like, what's that woman's name? Who, like, fired a warning round.
She didn't even shoot anybody. Yeah. She fired a warning round because her abusive husband was...
I think he, like, drove a car into her house or something like that, right?
And then she went to jail?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah. She did get off, though, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully this is another situation where that occurs.
It's just the people who... put her in jail for that warning shot, those people should be in jail, you know?
Yeah.
It's like okay, she got off, but, like, the damage is done, and these people with this making these shitty decisions are still in the position to make shitty decisions.
And then also there's tons of cases that aren't highlighted, like, thank you to the organizers who do things like this, but there's tons of cases like this that aren't highlighted, and people are in jail for fighting back against the abuse and stuff like that.
Forever, but for a long time.
Yep.
Look, things like this, or stories like this, are, they're, like, not that they're really depressing, woe is me for listening, but they, like, it's, like, really hard to, like, be hopeful when you're, like, all these stories of, like, innocent people being, like, incarcerated for shit they didn't do, and I find that it really helps me, anyway, to deal with it, is to just think about the people who are incarcerating the system as, like, because I'm, like, oh, it's the system, but I have to remember, I have to call it a criminal system, I have to be, like, a crime was committed against these innocent people, like, and if I just have to keep saying that in my head, and that makes it feel like, okay, it's like, okay, a bad thing happened to a good person versus like, oh, this unstoppable system is.
You refer to it as a bad thing happening to a good person or an unstoppable system? You're saying you cope with
it? I guess it's both. I guess what I'm trying to say, just remembering, just calling the people criminals who are actually criminals. They're not like lawyers, they're not prosecutors, they're not police officers. They're criminals with these titles.
Oh, I see.
And that helps me, like, I don't know, like, they become
a fight back.
Yeah, in my heart.
That makes sense.
Because it's just, sometimes it's just that's so what you gotta sad. Do. I'm really sad right now. Up next, the pill that causes depression and anxiety.
Yep, here we go.
So these days when I meet a patient who complains about flat mood, low libido, weight gain, irritability, depression, and anxiety, one of the first questions that I ask is, are you on the pill?
So this is according to a Danish study about birth control. Basically, it's the fact that they fucking studied over 1 million women. I've never heard of a study that expansive before in my entire life. Like, it almost seems like it's a Danish lie, you know?
Are there 1 million people in, wait, Denmark?
What is like, Danish?
I was like, Denland? It's what Denmark,
is it
right?
Denmark?
It's Denmark, yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say,
At first I thought we were Denmark. Talking about Dutch people. They're white.
Are they not Danish? Ooh.
Dutch is Danish? Netherlands, right?
Oh, no.
And Danish is Denmark?
Yes.
They should be Denmarkian, bro. That sucks. I hate that.
No, what about Danish. If you're from Cincinnati?
Cincinnatian?
I'm pretty sure, like, in Danish it makes sense.
You're right.
As you can tell, we're very smart here. We're very worldly people.
I am, at least.
So. Well, this fucking... this 1 million woman Denmarkian study studied over 1 million women between the ages of 15 to 34 for 6 years each.
Wow.
And they've come up with some not-so-good findings about how the pill affects your mental health. Here are some of the findings. For those taking the quote-unquote combined pill...
What is that?
I'll get into it. The combined pill is commonly referred to as the pill, and it's a type of birth control that contains estrogen and progestogen, and they also sell progestogen-only pills.
I've been saying that wrong my whole life.
I don't really know if I'm saying it right, but the pill, as I like to refer
Dead
to it
pill.
As. So those taking the combined pill were 23% more likely to be prescribed antidepressant than non-users. Those on progestin-only pills were 34% more likely. Adolescents on the combined pill were 80% more likely to be on antidepressants. And adolescents on progestin-only were 50% more likely to be on antidepressants. So I don't know if this is like, you can look at this as like a causation, correlation kind of thing. But yeah, I honestly don't know.
I wish I knew statistics, man.
I mean,
does that
people who are more likely to be depressed might be more likely to have sex and go on. Like, this isn't like a study that was like mentally looking at the hormones effects on the brain stuff like that and how it could like chemically trigger anxiety or depression. It was just seeing who is on antidepressants and who is taking the pill. So I don't know if it causes it or not, but it could. There are people who say that once they get on birth control, they do experience like deep sadness and anxiety that wasn't there before.
And but, that to me seems like clear evidence that pill in your particular life is fucking you up.
Yeah, exactly.
But birth control seems so complicated to me.
I don't think it's, I still don't think it's been researched enough, you know? Like, why was my other birth control doing that? I was bleeding for 20 days. Everything was fucked up. That's it for fuck that.
Now on to fuck it.
Ooh, very spooky. Dun, dun, dun.
What was that?
Oh, that's a sound from Friday the 13th. I feel like that's where that sound first started.
But what's happening at that sound?
It's just a random sound that they use throughout the throughout the film.
Oh,
like a random scary sound bite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. So if that didn't get you in a scary mood,
then fucking nothing will. You're just not scared. You're very brave.
Yeah, you're just braver than we'll ever be. Today on the Inner Ghost Uprising.
That's a good name for this episode.
Right? Inner Ghost Uprising.
Perfection.
We're talking about sexy myths and...
Ooh.
I was gonna say horror stories, but they're more myths with like a sexy twist to them. Because we here at Slam Power Caribbean, specifically, boop. You're gonna hear some Caribbean myths that I wouldn't have known of. Just gotta throw the bumble. I had a chicken patty for breakfast today. And in Scrabble,
so Caribbean.
In Scrabble, I played the word fet.
Wow!
I should have taken a picture.
That's nice.
I was mad proud of myself. So Sam, start us off. These are like two of my faves.
So we can start with La Ja Bless. Basically, that's a
say
folk
it all
tale.
Creepy.
La Ja Bless. What?
I don't know.
I don't know how to say anything creepy. I have this one voice, and it's the only voice that I do. I'm so turned on right now. I'm so mad. I'm so happy. La Ja Bless. That is a folktale that originates in the southern Caribbean. So you'll find, I think it's mostly big in Trinidad, but you'll find it in like the southern part of the archipelago. How do you pronounce that
archipelago?
Word?
Archipelago?
Whatever the fuck it
Don't
is.
Worry.
Her name comes from like La Diablis, which is the devil woman. And you would normally find her out at night, probably on like a Friday night or a Saturday night or something like that, when everybody's getting party time going on.
Last night, the night before.
She's a very beautiful woman who I think is dressed in a very long white gown.
Oh.
And a large white brimming hat. So her hat is kind of covering her face, but you think that she's hot or whatever because you can't really see that full face or whatever. And her dress covers her feet. So she'll like go into a bar where all of these men have been drinking or whatever, and she'll let the suitors hit on her and shit like that. And basically, because she looks so good and because they're drunk and they can't like quite see her face, so it's dark out, a guy will like follow her home or whatever. Like she'll be like, I'm leaving, and she'll go. And she'll walk on, in the folktale as it goes, she'll walk on the side of the road, and one foot will be on the road and one foot will be on like the grassy part of the road.
Oh.
And that's because one of her feet is a hoof. She's a fucking devil woman, and behind that hat is an actual ugly face or whatever, but because they're like so entranced with her beauty and stuff like that and her sexual lure, the men don't they don't know what's going on or whatever. So she'll like start walking, and then she'll start leading them into the forest, and it's like, what a horny ass nigga to start following a random woman that just met into the fucking forest.
You can't see her face. Does she speak? She speaks, right?
I don't know if she speaks or not.
Or does she just like make goat sounds?
I feel
sounds?
Like she's just moving. Like moving very sexy, but like, I'm not sure. And I'm sure that the story is different in different tellings or whatever. So she like goes into the forest, and the dude follows her because he wants to get his nut. And she'll kind of like get lost in the forest, and he's like chasing after wherever the fuck she is, and she'll eventually lead the suitor off of a cliff to his death.
I love
the baddest
story.
Bitch ever. Yeah.
She's not even assaulting anybody. She's just walking, technically.
I mean, but if a dude did that to a woman, I would call that some sort of assault.
Well,
it seems like some sort of manslaughter at the very least.
At least know? Manslaughter.
Like something is
but
fucked
if you're
up
just
here.
Going for a walk, you leave a bar, somebody follows you down the bar, down the road, into the woods, and they just fall off a cliff. Did you really do anything?
If you let him there.
Or were you just
if you're
walking.
Like, yeah, follow me, and then, like, you're about to walk off the cliff, and you just, like, juke aside or whatever, he just falls the fuck down, then, yeah, it was your fault. But that's totally okay,
I
because,
so.
You know, I feel like this is the type of story where it's, like, dating back to that Adam and Eve thing, where it's, like, women are temptresses and stuff like that, but I don't particularly have a problem with this story in a world where men are abusive to women.
Yeah, if that man was going to follow her home and then rape her.
Yeah, exactly. And men have dominance in sexual situations a lot of the time. I don't mind Dodge Arbell's killing a couple of folks.
Yeah, I think I was looking in some of the myths I was looking at. So they're like sometimes cautionary tales where they're used like it. Like I guess for the feminist interpretation is like, you know, like, oh, she's being a badass.
Mm-hmm.
But like sometimes the telling of the stories is to warn against sexual women.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
I feel like that's the actual origin of the story, but it can be manipulated and interpreted to my benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because it's like, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know about her. Some people are just like, I don't care about the Caribbean or the history. So
or anything.
Or anything.
Where is it? What is it? Guyana or Ghana?
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah, that's a the really worst. Bad one. The scariest thing to me about this story is the image of a woman walking with one hoof in the grass and one leg, like a 1 foot on the road. Mm-hmm. That like disturbs me. It's like the way that like in The Walking Dead, like there's that one walker in the middle of an open field.
Oh,
and it just is like, yeah, this world is fucked.
That
like,
is kind of scary.
If I just saw that, I would just keep driving. I would never stop to help anybody.
I would just. I don't really believe in folktales or whatever, but like. Who is the nigga that would follow her, you know?
And not something ask is anything.
Off. Yeah.
She probably has the voice of a demon.
Probably. I don't think she says anything, but I'm not sure.
Because it's just, if you're just like, you hear like 1,000 voices coming out of one woman's mouth.
Let's go to my crib. We'll suck your dick later.
Instead of crib, it's like cliff. I'm just like, let's go to my cliff. I mean, my crib.
oops, sorry. I have a cold. Don't mind
the 1,000 voices.
What would that actually sound like during sex now?
That's scary to think about.
You ever make it that you survive the fall and you're just like, wait, now she's where are you wife. Going?
I'm still trying to fuck though. You gonna pick me off this cliff or what?
Basically, these spirits exist to kill fuckboys.
Exactly. That's why I like Legend Bless.
Except, oh well. All right, let's hear the next one.
Okay.
I don't know her whole
story. So Sukuyat to me wasn't really that sexual. Legend Bless is an actual like that's a one person figure. A Sukuyat is a witch of sorts, and several people can be Sukuyats.
Oh, interesting. My source was.
I feel like
fuck,
this
then.
Is also Southern Caribbean, but. Basically, she, it's always a she, is a ball of light that,
That's kind of nice.
She takes on the form of an elderly woman during, like, the day or whatever, and at night sheds her skin and becomes a ball of light and goes into, homes that aren't protected or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you want to protect yourself from Sukuyat, I think you, like, put salt in the,
doorway?
Yeah, exactly. Because if they see it, they have to, like, count it or something like that.
And that takes too much gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
And she's like, oh, fuck, is it daytime? Because she has to go back into her body or a different body at daytime or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, she's, like, roaming around as a ball of light or whatever. And usually she'll go to newborn babies and suck the life out of them or whatever. So, like, when people, I guess, believed in folklore or whatever, or, like, before care for babies was at its peak, people would blame like sudden infant death syndrome on a Sukuyat coming and like sucking the life out of a baby or whatever. And then also something that's big in, I don't know, I think just the Black community but also the West Indian community, I feel like stroke and sleep apnea are big health problems that affect us. So like when you're sleeping you feel like someone's on your chest, people would say that that's a Sukuyat sucking your breath, and that's why you can't breathe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that's why I love like, myths and folktales.
People
like,
just trying to explain shit.
Yeah, before they knew things. Yeah. And it's just like, I get why nature spirits exist. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, no, you're just having a heart attack. It's not...
No, it's not a ball of light trying to suck your soul out.
But that's mad creative.
Probably not.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking... Tonight it's like, oh fuck, I was wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry
for cursing your name. So to me she was never, the way I learned it anyway, she was never that sexual, but there's this weird calypso song that goes like, she's sucking me Sukuyat, because that's all calypso is. It's just like very thin innuendos like, yeah, you suck on my banana na 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 and shit like that. So yeah, he compared someone sucking his dick to a flying ball of light sucking out babies' life sources.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I know about sucking out.
No, I love it. The story of Mama Glow.
Dum, dum, dum.
It's my Law and Order voice.
Oh, Trinidadian too.
Yeah, so this is a Trinidad and Tobago folklore.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Mama Glow. She, like a lot of mystical creatures, is like half woman, half other animal.
Mm-hmm.
So on the top, she's a beautiful woman, okay. Which means I guess she had, I don't know what her breasts look
face.
Like. Yeah, right.
It's awesome.
And she has really long hair that she's always combing.
Okay.
On the top, but on the bottom, she's like a snake.
How does that work? How does she move?
Who knows?
What the fuck?
Who knows?
How is she?
It's almost
getting...
like a mermaid.
Yeah.
Except it's not. There's no fin.
Where is she just slithering around on the ground?
She hangs out by the side of the water and, like, in the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So she hangs out. She's just chilling.
That's cool.
Yeah, so she's kind of cool because she's like a protector of, like, nature.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, like, fucking up some trees, I don't know what, that's what I think about when people are destroying the environment.
It's very Captain Planet. Like, those guys are just coming and spill oil on things for no reason.
Captain Planet can be way more violent. And I think should be because this Earth is facing a great deal of violence.
Yeah, we should bring that back, honestly.
Captain Planet, Mama Glow. So she's like creepy. And so if you're like somebody who's like fucking destroying the environment and you're a man, I guess, because it doesn't seem like it targets women, she'll like get you and like you're her husband. Mm-hmm. But it seems like she drowns you. Like you just live in the lake, which sounds like.
So she has like many husbands.
Lake. Yeah, like she have to at this point. She's polyamorous.
That's or cool.
Polyandrous.
She also kills them.
She also does kill them.
She's really just a serial killer.
Yeah.
But for a great cause, honestly.
And sometimes she just like sits by the side of the water singing silently.
That's not creepy
it's
at all.
It's fucking creepy as hell. You just.
That is very scary.
I did it just now in case you didn't
know. What did you just do?
He just gave so much soul in his silent singing. I've never seen that much soul in silent singing before.
But yeah, so that's her. It's like hot snake woman.
That's cool.
But she's a protector. Like, I like that's like, it's a nature. It's like another nature spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Up next in Japan, a long time ago.
Wow, we're going across oceans for this
yeah.
one.
Yeah. So this
Trinidad
is...
Trinidad to Japan.
Baton d'Oro, or the peony lantern.
Sounds good.
This one isn't really funny, but it's hilarious to me. Okay. So there's Atsuyo and Saburo. So Atsuyo... So with these myths, sometimes it's a nobleman, it's a rich guy. It's just this man from a business family, Atsuyo.
Mm-hmm.
He met this woman by the name of Saburo. They fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I assume it was just a love. It just happened.
Was it a love at first sight?
Who knows? They just fell in love and it was going. It was unfolding like the peony flower.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
So me either. Okay. So just take the image of some flower unfolding.
Okay.
That
is
their love.
A rose
is
opening in my mind.
So they're in love. They visit each other frequently.
That's nice.
One day, Atsuyo falls ill.
Oh,
so
no.
So he's chilling in his house. He's very sick. He can't visit her. He can't get to see her. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get better as soon as possible so he can visit his love. He finally gets better, and he goes looking for her. He can't find her because he can't send a text. He can't call her because it's a long time ago.
It was ancient Japan.
Yeah.
Ain't no phones.
Ain't no phones. He finds out that she has died.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's real sad.
Does he know how?
No. Well, we know how.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right. So she's dead. So he's sad. So then he one year, I don't know how long it is after, he goes to the Aban Festival, which is a Buddhist festival to honor the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So he prays and it's like, hey, can you bring her back?
I need Saburo back.
Amen.
It's the best prayer ever.
So on his way, he's leaving the festival. He comes across a pretty looking woman and her maid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're holding a peony lantern.
Okay.
One of them is holding this lantern. And it's like, oh, is that you, Saburo?
Like, the
and
pretty
it's her.
One?
Yeah, it's the pretty woman. Okay. Oh, sorry. That was bad storytelling.
I was like, is she the maid, the lantern?
The pretty woman turns out to be Saburo.
Okay.
And she has come back. So, like, he immediately is like, oh, my God, you're back. They go home, and they fuck. Obviously.
Oh, God.
They sex it up. They're
His
sexing.
Dick is not going to be there in the morning. He's had sex with a ghost.
Yeah. So this happens for, like, either months or a month, but a while. And the servants are like, who is this person that he keeps visiting? Because for, like, the way that she's been visiting, like, they never see when she comes.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, a servant who's being mad nosy pokes his head in and sees Atsuyo sleeping next to a skeleton.
Oh, my God.
And the skeleton is, like, moving around in its sleep like it's a real, like, it's a real person.
Uh-huh.
So the servant, man or woman, goes and, like, gets, like, a spiritual person, and they like exercise the house or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or they like block, basically keep Atsuyo in the house and keep the hurt Saburo spirit out of the house.
Oh, no.
Until she decides to give up.
Oh, but he loved Bay.
Exactly. And
he saw her as beautiful.
Yeah,
matter.
She looked, but I wonder, like, what is, if we were to peer into, oh, not the moral, the end of the story, it's the aunt actually had Subaru killed because it was a business family and something about it wasn't good for business or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So she, the aunt has his love killed.
She was
killed.
A peasant whore.
Something like that. A lot of stories are like that.
I fucking hate aunts, man.
Yeah.
Always fucking shit.
Historical aunts. So, yeah, but I feel like I want to know what this skeleton human man sex actually looked like.
Yeah, was it wet? Was that a wet pussy?
Or is
there's
like
no skin.
There's no skin. There's no vagina.
Yeah, you're right. That's
it's just
a
pubic bone. So is he just like, his dick is just hitting a bone and just like, thank you, Lucas. Yeah, and I also want to know, like, was his dick dry? Like, there's a lot of, you know, there's just a lot of friction.
Maybe they use a lot of lube.
This is the sound.
A lot of lube.
What kind of lube?
Is that the sound? Because it's bones, you know?
So it's more like.
Yeah. But, like, a little more bony, honestly. That's what it is. That was the sound.
And he's like, oh, baby. I don't know, like, how does, what do her moans sound like if she has no voice
was
box?
Was she speaking?
I think. I'm not sure. All I know is I assume she was because she was, what do you call it? Yes, she spoke to him when she saw him.
Okay.
So she was speaking.
Maybe everything on her end in regards to him was, like, fine. The pussy was wet. The voice was on fleek. She was beautiful, but to everybody else, it was just a sack
just
of bones.
Just a skeleton.
She was yeah. riding. Yeah, she was just riding a like skeleton. A champ. I don't know.
Which is hard. It seems even harder when you don't have
she
joints.
She has no muscle.
Yeah. So she was
that's
doing
love.
Great.
That's love.
So
they fucking blocked her from the house.
So dicks out for Subaru.
I would watch some Subaru porn. Honestly.
Just a skeleton going at it. Do we stick with Japan or do we come back to come to the Americas?
We can globe hop.
Alright. Up next is
good old Deer Woman.
Deer Woman.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. It's probably something way better than that.
Okay.
But if you butcher something so hard, it's just insulting.
Where's the other name for it?
I don't know where it is now.
Oh, okay. Deer Woman it is.
So we'll call her Deer Spirit.
Okay.
This is a Native American folklore retold by a woman named Carolyn Dune, who's a Native American writer, musician, editor, and academic. So mm-hmm. I trust her. And,
yeah.
Yeah, she was cool. So this is a tale across the Muscogee, Seminole, Cherokee, and Choctaw
tribes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't know what I was gonna say. Peoples. okay, Deer Woman is like similar to like how Europeans have fairies. They call like Native American people call like their fairies little people, which is kind of rough.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough here, you know.
The tiny ones.
But basically, this is actually similar to La Diablesse,
mm-hmm.
because it's a woman who has deer feet.
Okay.
And she's very pretty, and she just kind of comes out of the forest. There's so many times where it's like, these women are fucking creepy. They're so creepy.
They're doing a lot of weird shit.
Yeah. She comes out of the forest, and if you, and like, will lure you in, because she's so beautiful and so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, hey. I live in the forest. You want to come live with me?
Netflix and chill.
And
Netflix and forest.
Basically, like, what are you doing? Nah, you can do a lot in the forest. They're dramatic.
There's
they're cool.
Acorns.
But basically, she kind of like slowly like you'll go visit her a lot, and you'll just suddenly find yourself like you're spending less time with your friends, family, community.
Yeah.
Until eventually, as it says here.
Oh no.
You're wasting away into
oh, no.
Depression, despair, prostitution, which I didn't get, and ultimately death.
Wow.
Yeah.
The she prostitution, just fucked your whole shit up, fam.
Yeah. So the way to save yourself from being lured in by her is to look at her feet and realize she has fucking deer feet.
Like, oh, nah.
Oh, nah, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Cannot smash. I'm sorry.
It's too
I've
much.
I've got to go.
So that's how you save yourself. And this tale... is a tale, basically a tale against Hodom. It's an anti-hotel.
She's the hoe?
Yeah, she lures, because it's basically saying that, like, it's warning you about the perils of falling into
a sexual
love with just
relationship.
A sex. Yeah, without putting much, like, love or thought into it. It's like the quick, fast, sexy sex mm-hmm. will destroy you, lead you to a life of prostitution and death.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me, because it seems like an actual loving relationship will have you, like, more head over heels and neglecting things in your actual life than just... I'm gonna fuck it and leave.
Who knows? I mean, this isn't fucking. This is fuck it and leave and come back and fuck it and leave and come back.
Yeah.
And fuck it, leave and come
back.
That's
that monster pussy. That's that deer woman pussy.
That's that deer pussy.
Deer pussy we all must aspire to.
Goals. Okay. Pussy goals.
Pussy goals. Deer pussy.
Yeah, so basically.
All of these are sexist.
They are all sexist. It's an incredible. Because it's just like, you know. Cultures have been patriarchal for, like, ever.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's in, like, how it's in our stories and our shit, our TV shows. Mm-hmm. It's in their fucking, like... Yep. I'm sure if we looked at, like, caveman paintings, it would be like...
This the hoe. Yeah. And this the man that knows best. Yeah. Better than her. Fucking females, am I right?
That's what was in that, like, French... You know that French cave that has, like, those pretty paintings in it? Mm-hmm. That's what's on there. That's what it is.
Hoes.
If I only
bitches
knew...
Bitches ain't shit, hoes and tricks. A caveman proverb.
up next to a woman that you don't want to fuck with her.
Okay.
You don't want to fuck with any of these women.
Yeah, right.
Literally, figuratively. Her name is Kuchisake Ona.
It has Kuchi in it.
I'm already intrigued. This is another Japanese tale. Mm-hmm. It's also known, she's also known as the slit-mouthed woman.
Oh boy.
So, back in the Heian period of Japan... I had to pronounce everything wrong if I'm going to do one thing wrong. roughly, I
would... Heian?
Heian.
Back in the Heian period of Japan, roughly many years ago, I can't read numbers sometimes.
1,200 to 800?
Thank you. so this woman, either a concubine to a samurai or a samurai's wife.
Okay.
Apparently she was very vain. It's also always women being punished for being, like, sexy.
Yeah.
So this woman, she's being vain, her vain ways, probably just loving herself and combing her hair.
Yes, I know I'm pretty. Nice. What a bitch, am I right? Fucking vain cunt.
Let me fucking destroy her. Which is how it is. Yeah. So he's the she's the wife or the concubine to a samurai. He finds out that she's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
On him, maybe because he's a fucking asshole, and he's willing to do what he does next, mm-hmm. which is he slits her mouth from like ear to ear, so she has a Glasgow smile is what it's called.
Oh,
like
the Joker
style, yeah.
Everything's
and
fucked.
Says, "Who will think you're beautiful now?"
The same very niggas who thought up. I was beautiful before.
Exactly, and now I just my mouth is different. I was gonna make some terrible dick sucking joke, but nothing. Nothing materialized. Nothing.
I can't.
Nothing happened in my mind.
I can't fathom that.
Me either. That's why it didn't come out. It was originally. So that happens,
mm-hmm.
and no one ever heard or saw from her again
mm-hmm.
until the 1960s and 70s, when there was apparently a scare where like women were like chasing, the, like it's like a serial killer type thing where like an old myth shows up.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, what happens is in the 60s and 70s, there was like this thing that was happening where. Women were chasing people with, like, scissors.
What the fuck?
Who knows? I don't know.
It's like the clan epidemic that's happening right now.
Kind of like that, except this seems, like, scary.
Okay.
But actually, that seems kind of scary, too. But basically, so she'll appear to you, your lone traveler. Oh, shortly after that, whenever she died, she found her way to death. And then she came back. So she'll approach you on the street wearing, a hospital... What are those things called?
Surgical mask.
Which is not uncommon.
Yeah.
It was uncommon then... But now it's not. So.
But now everybody wears it?
Yeah, it's an urban legend now. So it's like, now it's like, okay. So she wears a surgical mask,
uh-huh.
and she walks around, and she'll ask, hey, do you think I'm pretty? If you say no, she kills you. If you say yes, she removes her mask, and she's like, do you think I'm pretty now? And if you say no, she kills you. If you say yes, she slits your face like hers.
Wow, you can't win.
And if you try to run away, she just cuts you in half. Thus
Damn.
Killing you. So really you just don't want to fuck with her. You don't want to see her on the street.
Yeah, you don't. You want to turn around.
Yeah.
You don't want to have her ask you that question.
No.
She's got a lot of unresolved issues.
She does. It's hard. I mean, that's rough to deal with.
That's so fun though.
It is. It is really.
This is Halloween costume.
There's
ideas.
A movie in a 2007 film about it. Mm-hmm. Is it good? I don't know. But, like, the actress who plays her, it's, like, she has, like, these really, like bluish-white eyes. And, like, mm-hmm. her... It's, of course, like, you know, movie makeup, so her lips look, like, fucking gorgeous. But mm-hmm. it's, like, the slits go all the way up to here. She's creepy, but, like, really pretty.
Yeah.
But it is... would be a fucking great Halloween costume.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm pretty?
You think I'm pretty?
That's fun. Wow.
So up next, I think... This is a myth that I think is grounded a lot in reality, and I think we can all really...
This is my favorite one. Fuck Caribbean folklore, honestly.
We can all relate to this. Japan for the win. This is called I guess shirimi. Mm-hmm. So the story goes, in Japan, a long, long time ago,
okay.
a samurai was walking down the street on his way to Kyoto. He's blocked by a man wearing a kimono.
Hey, you ain't quiet.
Because it's dramatic. he says something like, oh, sorry. He says, excuse me, a moment of your time. He starts to strip naked, which should be easy. Oh, no, unless you're
wait, the man with the kimono?
The man with the kimono says, a moment for your time, okay. and he starts to get naked. And it's the samurai is probably like, what the fuck is going on here? Or he's like, yeah, I'll give you a moment. You know, we don't know him.
Oh, I'll give you more than a moment, baby.
So.
Show me more.
The guy who strips naked turns around, bends over, spreads his cheek, and there
his
is
ass
a, his ass cheeks. And there is an eyeball in his anus, a large eyeball in his anus. And the samurai runs away. Thus is the tale of Shirimi.
But like, why?
I don't know. It's only found in one. It's called Busan's Yokoi Picture Scroll. That's the one place that this is ever seen. The one place.
So happens when you take like LSD or Japanese equivalent of LSD at the time, you're just like, whoa, I got some ideas, man. It's the best story ever. Someone's gonna love this.
Just imagine that man writing it down, or woman writing it down, like so long ago, and it's like the Inner Ho uprising is gonna need this one day. So yeah, it's a man with eyeball for an anus. Where does he shit?
So many. That was my question. So many questions.
From his eyes?
Why did he do it to this samurai?
He's just on the road. I think the lesson here is don't walk alone.
On roads?
On roads.
Some fucked up shit will happen to you. You might fall off a cliff. You might get anus eyeballed. Who the fuck knows? If I had an eyeball in my anus, I would probably do this to people too.
Would you?
Yeah, just for the shits and gigs.
The shits.
Yeah. Especially the shits.
It's got his shit all over.
Yeah.
Up next, mm-hmm. Going to Mexico, the weeping woman, La Llorona. So this is one of the most known ghosts in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said it like that. She's linked. She's so some. It's like she's linked to like the conquistador Hernan Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people just tell it as a Spanish noble and a peasant girl.
Okay.
And that's much easier because I can just take out the historical context and
yes.
tell it very simply. Spanish nobleman and a peasant girl. She fell in love with this guy, bore two or three kids.
1 or 2 years old.
And they had a little house together where, well, he didn't live with her, but like he would visit, bring friends. It was basically like they were married, except he didn't live there.
He was off fucking other tail.
Well, he was actually very faithful to her.
Oh.
Until his parents found out and were like, nah, you can't be fucking this bitch. She too broke.
No.
Basically, yeah, she was a peasant. They didn't want him to marry below his, like, status.
Okay.
So, he said, I have to marry somebody else, but, you know, I'll keep seeing you and we can keep this up.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's obviously upset, very sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guy and some other woman, they get married, and our peasant girl, goes to the wedding just wearing a veil, and she watches him get married, which is sad.
Just wearing a veil?
Not just naked in a veil. She's probably wearing some
like who's clothes. That? Who invited her?
Tried not to stand out.
Am I overdressed?
Like, is this too much?
Just like reminding him what he's missing out.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So he comes, she's enraged. She goes home and she drowns the kids.
No.
She drowns the kids. And then she drowns herself.
Ooh.
And then she gets to the gates of heaven. And God, being a condescending asshole, is like, where are your kids? You know that God knows where
you
the fuck
saw
those
it
kids
happen,
are.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you didn't stop it.
You didn't do
are
anything.
Are you the almighty?
Right? Like, why didn't you?
Hey, like, so where are the kids?
Where are the kids?
What a douche.
Yeah, right?
God's where, a dickhead.
Right? It's like real rude in this. So she goes back to the earth, and now she wanders and cries around rivers and streams looking for her children. We're dead.
Are
and
their ghosts wandering as well?
They're not mentioned here. Kids or not.
Did God just let him into heaven and was like, yo, where your kids at? Go find them.
And the kids are like in the back.
Fucking mom.
Oh, just a mom again.
High fives to kids.
Yeah, it's just, it's so sad.
Oh my God, wow.
And when really what God should have been doing is like rearranging their class structure so that nobody had to be in poverty.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
fuck God, bro. Damn. Fuck fucking God. Shut up.
There goes 50% of our
fuck God, fuck this.
Point being, she takes her revenge out on men that she finds, like, just hanging around. They see this crying woman.
Mm-hmm.
She kills them. She's busy.
Why is she doing that? She's supposed to be looking for goddamn kids.
I'd be mad at everybody.
I'd be stealing kids. I mean, logically. That's just what makes sense to me.
I mean, she's mad a man left her.
Mm-hmm.
She should just be killing everybody if we're thinking about it.
I mean, he did leave her, but, like, he was still gonna fuck with your baby. Like,
but was he?
Oh, I hope so.
He could have defied his parents and just said, no, I'm gonna go with her.
But then he loses all the wealth. He was trying to take care of him. He was in a tight spot.
So was she just overreacting?
She killed her kids.
Yes. And then herself. I guess the whole thing is a pretty big overreaction.
She showed up to a wedding in a veil.
She went to a wedding naked and then killed her children. I don't think she overreacted.
I think it's appropriate given these circumstances. Exactly. So, yeah, the weeping woman.
Face is sometimes a horse. Why?
I don't know. Sometimes her face is a horse.
Folktales are so weird.
Yeah. I forgot about that part. Because it doesn't mean anything. It
doesn't
to
fit
me.
Into anything.
And I think, so that's it for the, like, the stories, some of the stories I found. If you guys mm-hmm. have, you, the listeners.
Yeah.
The whole army. If you guys mm-hmm. have any stories or tales or that are fun, send them my way. It's mm-hmm. Halloween season. I just want to read them. Yeah, that'd so that's it.
That's it for
fuck it. Now on to fuck me.
Story about our lives.
Yeah.
How's your life?
It's okay.
That's it for fuck me. Now on to fuck you.
It's going well, generally. Okay. I tried to schedule my appointment to get my birth control. My fucking gynecologist isn't available to me for like 2 months. So I have to go through. I think your schedule is just not matching up with mine.
She left.
It's like, I'm just mad. I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
It means I have to go through two more periods. Two more painful-ass normal periods. Because mm-hmm. the last period was rough. That's annoying.
That's fucked up.
And then, so I was at work. Actually, no, let me not incriminate myself. So I had a little bit of downtime while I was doing something at work. And... And I was waiting for, and just BJ the Chicago kid texted me, or I texted him and said, hey, mm-hmm. we were just talking, just chill talking. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know what it was. I was just I just got curious all of a sudden. Maybe I wanted to destroy my sense of inner peace that I've been cultivating for the past, like, 6 months or so.
Let it burn!
Yeah, basically. I'm like, I need some drama in my fucking life.
Yeah.
So I asked him, oh, hey, by the way, are you seeing sometimes. Other people?
Yeah.
Why did I do that? Why did I ask?
The curiosity.
I was just curious. I was like, what if he's seeing other people?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yeah. And I was like...
Die.
Yeah, it's like in my heart and soul it was laser eyes.
Yeah.
Not directed at him, you know? Like I'm not like there's no anger, any negative feelings towards him, mm-hmm. but I'm just like in my mind I'm like, "Oh wow, who is she or they? Are mm-hmm. they prettier than me?
Mm-hmm.
Does he like them more than he likes me? Why does he like them? Who are they? Where do they live?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the regular series mm-hmm. of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Where do they live?
Yeah.
Can I kill them?
And then in my mind, do they live alone? How often do they leave their windows unlocked? But also, I don't have time to go kill people. It's not, and not even. I don't think I'm possessive.
No, I don't think so.
You know,
well, I don't know.
I think it's just like basic, just jealousy. It's just like, you know what it is? It's the fear that like, cause with thick dick.
Oh, okay.
The thick dick, like, he saw somebody else.
Yeah.
And then now he's dating her.
Yeah, and that happened very fast.
It did. It's like, oh.
And we saw them at a very odd time.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't want that to happen again. That felt shitty.
Yeah.
It was just like a suddenly, actually, I can't see anymore. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm disturbed by own. I could have just said nothing. And I'm just like, you know, how many people? How often? And he's like, oh, he's flirting with other people.
Yeah.
He's flirting with other people. He's texting other people flirty things.
Yeah.
Probably similar things that he texts me because I'm not that, like, good of a flirter. Like, I just, it's the same, like, awkward flirt.
Yeah.
And it's but, like, you know.
He's just copying and pasting.
Yeah, he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you or whatever. I'm like, no, there's nothing to be sorry about because there is nothing to be sorry about.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I mean, I don't get jealous of you
and
John.
Did you let him know that you were hurt?
Oh, I said LOL. I just made myself jealous for no reason. Why did I even ask?
Yeah.
It's like, not that he didn't do anything to hurt me. Just like, this information is not information I needed to know.
Yeah.
But the mystery was also, I think the mystery was going to kill me. I can't not know. So.
Polyamory is not either.
Yeah.
It's really not.
And it's just like, I'm in a loving relationship and I'm jealous that this guy who I haven't even had sex with, who were like pretty, like we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was just saying, he's like, you're jealous of me, LOL. I'm not even fucking nobody. You know, it's like the situation is like so fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it.
It hard. Yeah. So, what are you going to do from there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I was just talking to him. I was just talking to him and I basically was like, do you want me as much as you used to want me?
You told him that?
I did. I just asked.
That's something I ask that all the time.
It's like, do you still?
I ask that all the time.
Yeah, because sometimes
your feelings are perfectly normal.
Yeah, so you just need to know. And he was like, yeah, no, I do. I've just been going through a lot lately. And I'm like, okay, so this distance that's going on isn't because you're trying to fuck other women. Which would be fine, because it's your life. I'm not your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I have no ownership. I'm not trying to own you. I'm, like, speaking to... I know he listens to this podcast.
Sometimes it is upsetting, you know?
Yeah, it's like...
And sometimes you're just like, well, I want to tell you that I'm upset.
Yeah.
And you do.
Yeah. So... Yes, yeah, so I know it's distance isn't because of that.
Because
he could be mad attentive and still be flirting with other people. So...
He could have 5 girlfriends like Akeem once had.
Five?
No. No, Akeem has never had multiple
girlfriends.
Yeah, that was me. I just took my shit and put it on other people, is all.
Just
you in different
But we all do.
Several hair colors.
Yeah, that's me.
That's cool. I don't know what I want to do for my fuck me. I don't know. I think I'm depressed, guys. I think I'm depressed and very anxious lately.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's my birth control. I don't think it's my birth control thing. I think things are just going not so good lately.
What do you do to cheer yourself up?
Nothing. I watched The Lion King 2 yesterday.
Oh, no.
And that was good, which is, like, I haven't been this, like, depressed and anxious since I was, like, in high school or whatever, because this is something that I've, like, dealt with on and off for years and years and years now. But, like, one stretch in high school, it was, like, for a full fucking year, and I was just, like, lying to everybody. Like, it got bad to a point where I was, like, all right, let me tell my family. And my mom and dad were, like, you don't have enough nutrients in your diet, Sam, so we're gonna have you drinking, like, these extra juices and stuff like that, and we're gonna add nuts and stuff. And I was, like, ooh, so let me just lie to them and tell them everything's fine. And then, like, I was with some friends at the lunch table, and it was just, like, after a night of, like, no sleep anxiety. And I went to school, and I was just like, guys, I'm not okay. And they were looking at me like I fucking had, like, 8 heads, and they were just like, oh, well, okay, Sam. And I was like, well, I'm gonna lie to you guys, too. And then I had this really good friend, like, she was my friend from elementary school or whatever, and she, like, has, like, really serious, or had, like, really serious mental problems, like, not just depression, anxiety, but, like, bipolar and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Self-harm, the whole nine. And I was just, like, I told her what I was going through, and she was like, wow, it's funny because I'm the one who's usually going through stuff like this. Sorry you're feeling like that, Sam. I guess I expected, like, camaraderie or, like, some support or whatever, but there was just... it was just nothing there.
That's a bummer.
Which is fine, because she wasn't really coping with it very well
either. She was having a hard time.
She was doing, like, drugs at 13.
Yeah, she wasn't going to help.
So I'm glad she didn't give me any advice, but it was just, like, a full year of me, like, lying or whatever. So when I was going through that era of my life, I just really immersed myself in television.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really, like, I feel like I got a knack for, like, my own sense of humor and stuff, because I watched a lot of comedies and bullshit like that. So I think that's what I'm going to do. Because I don't have time to see a therapist or money.
It's also because your availability isn't, it's not like therapy hours. It's like in the evenings.
Yeah.
You could try weekends.
I could do that.
Could you do a weekend? You could try to see my therapist one day on a weekend.
I could do that.
It's just mad far. I know it's far, but.
It's about 2 hours away, but I heard she was a great lady.
She's great. She is great.
Yeah.
Can also take you on that row house spree.
That'd be dope.
Oops, just giving away locations here.
we live here, here, and here. But
sorry you're not feeling well.
Thank you. I'll figure it out. Yeah. I don't have suicidal inclinations.
You said you will have
them? I said I don't.
Oh, I said yet.
I've never actually had suicidal inclinations. I think it's because I'm a pussy, though. Like, I really don't want
to
die.
No, don't. No one wants you to die. I mean, several racists want us all to die, but like...
several misogynists?
Yeah.
Several people in general.
Yeah. Well, if there's anything I can do...
I'll just keep doing what you're doing. Keep wearing that scarf the way you wear that scarf.
I do my best.
Just keep wearing that hat the way you wear that hat.
That's it for Fuck Me.
Now on to Fuck you. Segment about your lives, where you send your shit in to iitupodcast@gmail.com or comment it on SoundCloud or message us on Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram, just send us or text
Twitter.
Us.
Yeah.
Send us your shit.
Whatever you want to do.
So this day we have Tales of More Dick, which is a follow-up from Tales of No Dick.
Yeah.
I am so proud of us. All right.
It's a fucking what sequel, was the original name? It. Will not be named.
Will not be named. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, so I'm back with an update on last week's email. Literally the day after I sent you guys that email, I decided to adventure into my past. There's a guy that I've been friends with since 2012, and over the years played with the fact of trying to be together, and even went on a few dates a few months back. And although the urge was present, we've never been intimate. After listening to the podcast that night, I decided to invite him to my place. To my surprise, he agreed. He came over and made me come the hardest I have ever come in my life. We had sex for hours, and it was so amazing. His touch is electric. As soon as he touches my body, I start to come. Damn.
Wow.
because it was so good, we have been fucking all week. So I want to thank you guys for all your advice. It served me well.
That's awesome.
I just gotta say that we change lives here.
We do. Here at the Inner Harbor Rising. There's
something real special going on.
We make you come all week, baby.
That's
good. I'm glad she's having really good sex. That seems like the chemistry is on, like, 4,000.
The idea that someone touches you and it makes you start to come.
I love that.
Yeah. I do. I just imagine it being like a touch on the shoulder with, like, one finger. I mean, I wish. No one would get pregnant. Like, you would be fine. So, will not be named. Proud of
you. We are so happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that follow-up. Always follow up on us.
Yeah. Am I jealous? Yeah. I'm not having any sex right now.
Just jealous of everybody.
I'm jealous of everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you a tree? I fucking hate you.
That fucking bark, bitch.
The bark is getting more action than you.
Probably so.
Yeah. We're really happy for you.
Yes.
I'm glad it worked out.
Thank you, Will Not.
Let us know if you're still fucking him today.
I hope so. I hope that didn't, like, crash and burn fast.
Yeah.
The 7 best days of my life. That was it.
That was it.
I hope you marry this person if you want to get married.
Hashtag Forever Duncan.
Forever Duncan in his pussy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it for the Inner Hall Uprising?
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope @slam_pow. You can find us on Facebook, Slam Pow Productions, YouTube, Slam Pow Productions. If you'd like to listen to the show on any platform, you can do so by searching Inner Ho Uprising on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And that's all we're at right now. I am Slam Rid on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm Samanners, SamAnnerz. And that's on Facebook and Snapchat.
I am Shanika Powell on Instagram. And I'm Volcano Vulva on Snapchat.
That's it.
That's all.
Now leave me with a little something sexual.
I want a dyke for president. I want a person with AIDS for president. And I want a fag for a vice president. And I want someone with no health insurance. And I want someone who grew up in a place where the earth is so saturated with toxic waste that they didn't have a choice about getting leukemia. I want a president that had an abortion at 16, and I want a candidate who isn't the lesser of two evils. And I want a president who lost their last lever to AIDS, who still sees that in their eyes every time they lay down to rest, who held their lever in their arms and knew they were dying. I want a president who stood in line at the clinic, at the DMV, at the welfare office, who's been unemployed and played off, and sexually harassed, and gay-bashed, and deported. I want someone who has spent the night in the tombs and had a cross burned on their lawn and survived rape. I want someone who has been in love and been hurt, who respects sex, who has made mistakes and learned from them. I want a black woman for president. I want someone with bad teeth. Someone who's eaten hospital food. Someone who cross-dresses and has done drugs and been in therapy. I want someone who's committed civil disobedience. And I want to know why we started learning somewhere down the line that a president is always a clown. Always a John, never a hooker. Always a boss, never a worker. Always a thief and never caught.